Hello, this is David Grossman, and you're listening to The Real Estate Edge here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Glad to have you back for another episode of our show. We're delighted to have with us today Ken Wilder, who is a realtor with Sutton Admiral Realty, and he's also a coach of Buyers First Coaching. So we're delighted to have Ken with us. Ken, welcome to the show.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. I had the privilege of attending a training program, a coaching program that you put on for real estate agents last week. I know you've been doing this for quite some time, but before we get into talking about this very interesting approach to coaching and to buying and selling real estate, could you tell us a bit about yourself, give us a little background? I mean, how long have you been in real estate, and when did you get into coaching?
Yep, sure. No, I'd be happy to tell you that. I started my real estate career, David, in 1986. And from 1986 to 1993, I was what we would describe as being a conventional agent. Conventional in the sense that I was a listing agent. I had been trained by then company called Canada Trust, which was very heavy listers, and in fact, the industry is very heavy in the side of listing. And so for those years, I was a listing agent, and I had a geofarm in which I was I had pretty much wrapped up. In 1993, however, I crashed and burned, and I just really couldn't do it in that fashion any longer. So I decided on my own that I was going to become a buyer agent. And this was, of course, a little bit unique because buyer agency wasn't even adopted until 1995. So I pioneered this on my own, and I started looking and talking and advertising for buyers. And soon I found that when I sat down with my buyers to describe to them that all agents in those years, all agents' fiduciary duties were to the seller unless they hired me, I found it quite easy, actually, to get buyers signed up under my contract. And I soon found that I had so many buyers that I needed help. So I developed a small team of 12 agents around me who would run around with my buyers who I had listed up. And I spent my time getting buyers signed up under the contract, and they spent their time actually showing them houses and doing the deal. I did it that way from 1993 to 2000. And in the year 2000, I reversed again. I changed gears again, and I decided that I'm now going to fill a need in this industry that was I felt was very, very badly needed, which was coaching. And what better topic to coach on than the topic that I had become very good at myself in those years, which was buyer agency. Now, I've been coaching ever since for the past 15 years, and I have developed about 12 or 13 or 14 programs that I've written that cover really the gamut of real estate. But it always comes back to the one program that was the first program for me, and that was buyers and buyer agency, etc. I think it forms the basis of everything that I do at Buyers First, and that brings us to today. I'm still coaching today.
Okay, well, I mean, there was an interesting thing that came out on the course. Again, the course is called Buyers First, and we're speaking with Ken Wilder, a realtor from Sutton Admiral Realty and a real estate coach of the Buyers First program. Interesting thing came up. Somebody said, well, your program is buyer-centric, and you said, no, it's not. It's Buyers First. And I thought that was interesting because you're not ignoring sellers and the potential listing opportunities. In fact, quite the opposite. There's an interesting ongoing dynamic that takes place, which I thought was really kind of cool. So, I mean, can you give us a little bit of insight as to how does the dynamic work? It's not only about buyers. It's just about buyers first.
You know, the industry has long been myopic about going after the seller. thinking that having the listing is the end-all and the be-all. And I don't necessarily disagree. What I disagree with is how we go about getting that seller. And you've hit the nail on the head, David, in that it is not buyer-centric at all. You could even be argued that it's still seller-centric, because the seller, the listing, allows us to do things from a marketing perspective that we can't do without the listing. So listings are extraordinarily important in our industry. However, where I differ is that whereas the industry says that the listing needs to be sought out first, I say that by seeking out the buyer under contract first, you're in a much stronger, much more powerful, much more highly leveraged position to obtain more listings from that perspective.
And I think it's worth talking a little bit about the term power, because you do elaborate on this concept of power versus force. And I thought it was cool because I used to train in martial arts, and I don't remember if that's the terminology they use, but I know that, you know, part of the idea was you're using the force of the person who's coming at you in some cases to win or to gain an upper hand in a conflict situation. It reminded me of that, how you can turn, instead of using force, use power. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Wow. You know, you've picked a topic that I've run an entire seminar. It's a two-day seminar on this very subject itself, so I would love to elaborate on it for sure. And you, again, you're very astute, David, in picking up what you've picked up from that seminar. It is about leverage. It is about putting yourself in a position whereby you have greater leverage and greater power by virtue of that position. And there's no better example in real estate than, for instance, if we were to go into a listing presentation. David, let's pretend for a moment that you're an agent and you go into a listing presentation and I'm up against you. I do the same, I'm speaking to the same seller, and I do my presentation. David, if I have three buyer contracts from buyers who are looking for a home, exactly like the home in which you and I are competing for that listing, and I inform the seller of that, and I even bring my buyer contracts to the presentation, I believe I'm in a much more highly leveraged position to obtain that listing over you. That is a good example of what I refer to as power.
Right. Yeah, that's a great concept. And the last thing that I want to ask you about was the buyer registration system. I don't know if many real estate agents are using that, but you had some really neat ideas around it. I don't want to give away your entire course, because I think people really need to contact you and find out more about your coaching programs. If anybody is interested in getting a hold of Ken, by the way, the email address is wilderken@gmail.com. That's W-I-L-D-E-R, Ken, K-E-N, @gmail.com. Could you tell us a bit about the buyer registration system? Are many real estate agents using it, and why is it important?
Well, you've touched on a very sensitive topic for me. there's a slew of advantages both to agents and to the general public to use the buyer registry system, the BRS system. And the answer to your initial question is no, it's not being used by very many agents. And the reason for it is because in order to register your buyers on the BRS system, the requirement is that we have buyers signed up under the buyer agency agreement for a minimum of 60 days. And being a graduate of that course, David, you're very familiar with the fact that most agents, probably upwards of 95% of agents, don't get their buyers signed up under the buyer agency agreement, or at least at the appropriate time. But the system is designed, you know, the Toronto Real Estate Board is a very powerful board. And it's powerful because of the, for many reasons, but one of the reasons is because we have so much information about sellers and the number of sellers that we have. However, that's only 50% of the equation. You know, if there's 18,000 listings currently on the Toronto Real Estate Board, which is approximately the number right now, and we know that it's a seller's market, that means there's many, many more times the number of buyers out there running around looking for houses, almost all of which are unsigned and not on the BRS system. If we were to get them on the buyer registry system, however, can you imagine how much more powerful this board could be? We could literally mix and match buyers and sellers from the comfort of in front of a computer.
It's a great idea. We're speaking with Ken Wilder, realtor with Sutton Admiral Realty, and I just also want to put a plug in for Sutton Admiral Realty because I know Murray Goldkind personally. I think he's a great guy. The office is on Center Street in Thornhill. The course that I attended, I think it was awesome. I mean, you clearly have a lot of experience. You have years working as a buyer's agent, as a lister's agent, and you put together this program that I know a lot of people are using and benefiting from it. So it's not an easy business. Let's face it, people get into real estate. It's a competitive business, and you need all the help you can get. This course had everything from from all the steps, setting up your geo farm, how to meet people in your farm, how to choose a farm, creating a database. I mean, it just goes on. It was very comprehensive. Again, you can contact Ken at his email address, which is wilderken@gmail.com, W-I-L-D-E-R, Ken, K-E-N, @gmail.com. Ken, thank you very much for being with us today on Real Estate Edge. We appreciated speaking with you.
And David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, talk to you later.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.